Love the Lord, all you who worship Him. The Lord protects the faithful, but repays to the full those who act haughtily. Today is Wednesday, February 28th, in the season of Lent. Take a moment to be still and become aware of God's presence within you and all around you. O Lord, I call to you, my rock. Do not be deaf to my cry. Lest if you do not hear me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Your way, O God, is holy. Who is as great as our God? Protect my life and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have trusted in you. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. They made their way through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know because he was instructing his disciples. He was telling them, "The Son of Man will be delivered into the power of men. They will put him to death. And 3 days after he has been put to death, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he said and were afraid to ask him. Mark 9. Protect my life and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have trusted in you. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than the other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors, that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Deuteronomy 7. Protect my life and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have trusted in you. The Morning Psalm. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful, for I have taken refuge in you. In the shadow of your wings will I take refuge until this time of trouble has gone by. I will call upon the Most High God, the God who maintains my cause. He will send from heaven and save me. He will confound those who trample upon me. God will send forth his love and his faithfulness. Psalm 57. Protect my life and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have trusted in you. In the evening, in the morning, and at noonday, I will complain and lament, and he will hear my voice. God, who is enthroned of old, will hear me. Most loving Father, whose will it is for us to give thanks for all things, to fear nothing but the loss of you and cast all our care on you who cares for us, preserve me from faithless fears and worldly anxieties, that no clouds of this mortal life may hide from me the light of that love which is immortal, and which you have manifested to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, You have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. Go forth in the peace and in the presence of Christ.